The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Stephen Shork of the Shork Report. This, of course, as crude oil prices just creep ever higher, up $2.08 now, more than 2% to $104.68 as tensions escalate in the Crimea region. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Are you surprised that crude oil futures are rising so quickly?
No, this is what knee-jerk reactions do in the market. And this is crude oil, and we talk Russia, and they've got a lot of crude oil, right? And they export a lot of crude oil. So this is a nice, big, juicy headline with an invasion of a former state. So no, I am not surprised by the knee-jerk reaction per se. I am perplexed by it because I really don't know why oil in the middle of the United States is rising because of some region halfway around the world is having a conflict. Because why would you be buying oil on this kind of headline? Well, presumably you're doing it because you're fearful that there's going to be a disruption in the flow of oil. And just like when we get these headlines with Iran, we're going to get these headlines with Russia. Russia needs the money. They need to pay off all those billions they spent on the Sochi Olympics. Russian oil is not going to not get to the market, so there's going to be no disruption to this oil.
But Stephen, aren't you presuming a completely rational leadership in Russia when you make that statement? I mean, President Putin can do what he wants, right?
Oh, absolutely. And so can the mullahs in Iran. And these are, I mean, these make, from a rational standpoint, I mean, this makes Putin look like Henry Kissinger at this point. So, but at the end of the day, Bonnie, it all comes down to dollars and cents. Tehran needs the cash. Moscow needs the cash. They can rattle their sabers all they want. They're going to continue to get their oil to the market. And the West is going to do nothing about this.
Could I just stop you there? Because I read your report last night, and you have some very strong thoughts on that. However, John Kerry, on his way to Ukraine today, Secretary of State, raising the question of trade sanctions. Why couldn't we put trade sanctions or do something to slow or halt the flow of their oil?
Excuse me. Is this the same John Kerry who back in August basically said we were going to invade Syria? So talk is cheap. You got to walk the talk. And the United States has proven time and again, look, Bush did nothing when that communist thug went into Georgia. Bush did nothing. Do you honestly, heart to heart, really think this administration is going to do anything about this incursion into Ukraine? You can. I absolutely think it's not going to happen at all. It's not going to happen against will never happen against the Iranians. It's not going to happen against Moscow. So we're going to rattle our swords. We're going to make lots of juicy headlines. But at the end of the day, there's going to be no significant confrontation, either from a military standpoint or from an economic standpoint, against Russia. The Russians will be allowed to do to the Ukrainians just what they did to the Georgians. So we do have history on our side. And therefore, that oil will continue to get to the market. So this is essentially a bubble, a knee jerk. There is that black swan event that someone makes a mistake and drops a bomb or something, and then prices do go legitimately higher. But we are getting into a point where another $5, $10, we're talking about significant demand destruction on the consumer level. So there is a limit. Now, never underestimate the stupidity of markets, right? But there is a chance. But rationally thinking, because we do have history on our side, the West is not going to do anything significant with regard to the Ukraine. Moscow will do what it wants to do with Kiev, and the oil will continue to get to the market. And this will be, we will see, similar to what we saw with that Syria back in August when markets went significantly higher because of the hysteria with regard to Syria. Are we not going to invade? Of course, we never were going to invade. And then that spilled over from Egypt. So we went to, at the end of August, we went to $113 a barrel. 2 months later, we're down to $90 a barrel. So can we go back up to $112 a barrel? Oil's right around $104 right now on these headlines. Of course we can. But at some point, we will get a significant correction from this headline, because all this is a headline. There's no substance.
Well, Stephen, is the trade here actual supply disruption concern trade, or is it more people that are speculating that because in general there is a knee-jerk reaction in oil is going to go higher, so they're long oil?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, you certainly have, Bonnie. You certainly have money being piling into this because, hey, it's a nice, juicy headline. It's akin to, what, buy the rumor, sell the fact. Mm. So we're all buying on this assumption or on this potential that markets will get higher, that we will have some confrontation. I mean, I think I've expressed my view that we're not, but there's, of course, there's always that possibility. So absolutely, you're getting people throwing money at this on the presumption, on the chance. But at some point, the music's going to stop. And when that stops, there's not going to be nearly enough chairs for the bulls to sit down in. And when they begin to head for the exit, that's when we get the correction. So absolutely. This is a market, mind you, you cannot sell this. Because this market, no one can tell you how high it can go when it's acting as rationally as it is now.
What about Western Europe, Stephen? Because they're much more on the hook for this, right? They're much more dependent on Russia in terms of supply of energy, not just oil, but gas as well. What happens?
And that's an excellent point. That's the legitimate fear right here. Not the oil. It is the natural gas. Because Ukraine is a major conduit to the flow of Russian gas going into Western Europe. Now, if this were October, if this were November, if this were the start of the peak winter season, that would be much more significant than it is on March 3rd, when realistically we only have about three more weeks worth of significant space heating demand for natural gas in Western Europe. So that is a legitimate flow because the Russians, every single winter, almost for the past 10 years, have always played games with cutting off the flow of oil through
really
Ukraine.
Quickly, Stephen, then your price target for natural gas and oil. Crude oil, you said, could get to 113, 114. What about nat gas before we let you go?
It could on a bubble. Nat gas, we're at the end of the winter. It's had a heck of a run. I think that bubble has burst, and I think we head into the shoulder months. We're right around $4.50 right now. I think we head back below $4 through the spring.
Stephen Shork of the Shork Report. Strong views, but a lot of perspective. He's been following these energy markets for years. Stephen Shork, of course, is the founder and editor of the closely followed Shork Report.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.